It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. MTT is Michelle the Trainer.
Today's very special guest star is Bev Schultz from Tentacle Studios. She's been working professionally with Mike Petty, a sculptor, for many years now. They started the company Tentacle Studio 25 years ago. They make animal masks, sculpture, costumes, rubber clothing, wings, and all sorts of glorious weirdness. When they started off, they were making only custom-made stuff for theaters. But over the years, they've evolved many times, producing a range of colorful rubber clothing that's sold in shops worldwide. They recently opened shops on Etsy and Amazon with ranges of their unique designs. And the most popular are animal masks. They do a lot of custom works on commission, often for TV advertisements and music videos. Bev is trained as a classical tailor, men's suits, women's corsets, very traditional. But she always preferred high-tech materials in fresh, exciting colors. She was able to create new textures that transform the wearer. It took Bev a while to unlearn some of the rigid rules inherent in such a strict discipline as traditional tailoring. But finding their own methods and working with unexpected materials has been essential to being happy in what they do. It's kept the Tentacle team flexible and enabled them to come up with a lot of fresh ideas. Although both Bev and Mike Petty are born and bred in England, Tentacle Studio is now based in the Netherlands. The studio is nestled just outside Amsterdam in the heart of a tulip-growing area. We can find them there on most days, buzzing around, making and designing new items for their online shop and taking photos. So the relaxed atmosphere in Holland is great, but they don't actually do much relaxing. More often, we can find them in a frenzy of creative stress, building various custom orders bound by tight deadlines. They love that people have fun and get transformed by their creations. Their clients are very diverse, including the BBC, Lady Gaga, Delta Airlines, Harrods, as well as museums, theaters, opera, ballet companies, professional performers, and amateur party beasts worldwide. I hope you enjoy hearing from Bev as much as I love talking to her. Have a great day. Aloha. It's Michelle the Trainer, and this is the International Women in Film Podcast. And today's very special guest star is Bev Schultz, calling in from Amsterdam, and she works with Tentacle Studio. Studio. Singular. They make amazing costumes for whatever we can imagine. Welcome, Bev.
Hi.
Hi. Bev, can you tell us about your favorite projects?
Oh, well, we've been going for 20-odd years, so there's quite a few of them, but The type of customer I like best is the very enthusiastic person who sort of knows what they want, but will leave the details up to us. We've worked with Lady Gaga, Delta Airlines.
You work with the opera,
Yeah.
Delta Airlines, Peugeot, the BBC.
Yeah, Harrods, Coca-Cola, Colgate, and several museums and opera houses as well. And they've all come to us with usually quite unusual requests. Because although we can make ordinary clothing and costumes, we don't often do that. We do the more extreme things. So anything that's big and colourful and unusual is good by us.
Yeah, she's worked with Keisha. We don't know how to say her name, but they've worked with them. IKEA, Shell, Renault, Colgate. I'm looking at the website. National Museums of Scotland, the Royal Ballet. Recommend that you look at the website is tentaclestudio.com, tentaclestudio.com, and just go through each of you. It's a rabbit hole of information and visuals, and the fantastic ideas that they have brought to life will just blow your mind. We were talking earlier, of course, I wanted to know all about Lady Gaga, so tell us more, Bev, about that.
Well, she was just about to start on her last international tour, and her stylists contacted us and said, hey, we quickly need a headdress to go with an existing garment that she's got. And we want it to be made of perspex and be a sparkling crown in the same blue as the latex set she was wearing. So electric blue and gold. So we quickly made something up for her and then she used it for a bit on the tour and then said, no, I need it to be bigger. I want a bigger wig. So we made a bigger one for her, and we've since made several big, and I'm waving my arms around, but of course you can't see that, big hats, which are like flower trellises, woven plastic, and then some smaller hats for the dancers that were behind her. We've also made other things for performers and other music videos, like Fun Loving Criminals and lots of other people whose name I can't think of at the moment. But
when you go to the website, go through the sliders first, the large image at the top, and it'll give you just a great idea of everything that they've done. There is one Lady Gaga photo there. There's the Kesha photo. It's
a cornucopia.
Yeah, it's really cool and really interesting. And some of these costumes are really big. So I could totally see Lady Gaga coming to you and saying, I had this, but now make it bigger. And you did these amazing big heads for Delta Airlines that look just huge. But we were also talking about like how these are very comfortable to wear.
Because things, obviously, people aren't just standing there. They're dancing, they're communicating in these heads and these garments. I mean, we've got a full bear costume. And most things, like a full bear costume,
we can buy it. It's on Etsy.
Oh, everything's for sale. Yes. Want to buy a grandmother? Yes. So basically, we're very, one of the things that sets us apart is that we make very lightweight things because people want to act, sing, dance sometimes do backflips, or we've even made things for contortionists. So there's always very specific things that need to be done in the costume. So that's aside from all the other technical aspects, we always take that into account as well.
So I can be, like the Terminator or a mermaid, and you can make me a costume and I can just like wear it like every day. We could be aliens. I mean, this goes way beyond superhero capes. They are sculptors, and the props and masks and sculptures and costumes that they're making are just really amazing, right down to the paint job and the details and the content. Okay, so the big heads for Delta, the photo is on Tentacle Studios. It's like a giant pilot head, and then the other one is like a giant stewardess head, but they look really cool, the people wearing them, because then the bodies are just the same size bodies. And
well, the funny thing about that is that they said to us, can you make the costumes can you make the authentic pilots uniforms for the people wearing the heads as well? And then I said, yeah, sure, you know, send me some pictures and the sizes of the people involved. And then they didn't get round to it because they were so busy and excited about us making the heads. And then they went, oh my God, oh, we'll have to ask the real pilots because they'll use their own costumes, which is a bit mad. And of course, these guys who've, their egos are quite large. In fact, I'd say some of these pilots, their heads were actually, you know, metaphorically the same size as the giant heads we made for them. And so they were like, oh, I can't wear this. I can't see anything. This isn't right. People can't see me. But eventually they got used to it and they had a lot of fun with them. We ended up making, I think it was about 12 heads, 10 heads in all different, with different hairstyles, different skin colours. As some of the pilots had grey hair, some of them had stubble, and they all had aviator shades on, mirror shades. So they were great fun to make, and they sent them all around the world to different places and to do different advertising things with them. And from that, we got a commission to do a Simon Cowell head for a new, I don't think I'm allowed to say too much about that. I just remembered, because the pilot is still being made for the new series.
It's a secret. There's a lot of secrets here at Tentacle Studio.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. No, but seriously, it's a kind of, I don't know if you had, it's a knockout over there a few years ago, but silly game show thing with giant heads of celebrities. I can't really say any more than that, but so we've just done the first one of those.
That's great.
Which came out of the Delta heads.
And then again, there's also just, there's a lot of big just headdresses. Like there's this Aztec King Montezuma headdress, and You know, you said that you do some things for burlesque and you've done for the theater productions, big
Yeah,
productions.
the big Montezuma headdress was for a chocolate museum in Dublin. So that was a that was great fun because that involved not only
Did you get free chocolate? Just ask him. Ask him.
lots of kudos, but no chocolate, unfortunately. Although, yeah, we had a lot of fun, and basically, we're using everything from peacock feathers to real gold leaf, and we even had to knit some parts of it to make the authentic weave of the underside of a headdress. And so it was quite lots of different disciplines put together and lots of research. So that was great fun.
Yeah, I think
And
it's
that
great
was
too that you specifically try to avoid using animal parts in your costumes, and you've done quite a few animal costumes that actually don't have, like these giant wings, but they don't actually have feathers, which, and also, in addition to saving animal feathers, but it also enables you to ship them internationally, correct?
That's true, yes. I think it's something kind of ghoulish about making animals out of dead animals. So we try to avoid that wherever possible. But we do, there are so many gorgeous fake furs around, and also furs that have stripes and spots and such glamour that you can't get from a real animal, even if you wanted to, that it's a whole new world of faux fur and feathers. That you can create something that looks like a feather from anything, so you just need a bit of imagination and fantasy, and I like the challenge.
Yeah, they've also done the ballets. They've done, I know in the United States we've had the musicals Cats and Wicked. Bev and I, before we were going through all these different musicals that maybe be in your that are in Europe, but maybe not here. Let's speak about the animals coming into, when I look at, she's on Amazon. Tentacle Studio is on Amazon.com, but they really have quite a few more listings on Etsy. Remember, everybody that buy, again, it could be an individual, it could be a musician, it could be an actor, it could be an artist, it could be a creative, it could be a cosplay person, it could be somebody who really wants to win that Halloween contest. I mean, and some of these things are masks that are custom. Like, there's an amazing seahorse mask on Etsy that is just so unique and so cool, and then she's got dwarf masks on Etsy, and but there is a plethora of different animals. Why do we think that this animal costuming trend is going on?
Well, it seems to be getting bigger every year, and it's certainly been very successful for us on Etsy. I think people identify with animals, and some belief systems would have you identify with a particular animal of your own personal feelings and choice. And some people buy animal heads in order to identify with the feelings of a wolf, and some would buy a wolf head because they're a ballet dancer and they're dancing the wolf in Peter and the Wolf ballet. So there's lots of different aspects, but I like the fact that people put their feelings and their emotions into the things that we create, and it brings them alive once they're being worn. But I think people like the idea of the freedom, the virtue, vitality, and purity of animals. And it's a big thing at the moment
It's
and growing.
wonderful. She's got a beautiful glittering unicorn thing, and then there's these beautiful fairy costumes with wings. And we were talking about fitness competitions, and if you look at her website, there's a cool fitness photo of a woman wearing even like a rubber Popeye costume to pose, on stage when they take the fitness competition photos, which is really cool. Oh, you also have flowers on. I love, there's a great picture of Bev on Etsy wearing a daisy on her head, which is, I think, it's one of my favorite photos. I should put that in the show notes.
No. I'm just being a human head block at that moment. I'm not really projecting flowerness or indeed happiness if you look at my face, but there you are. A photograph needed to be taken. Yeah, I love the diversity. Often people phone us up and say, "Oh, I've got this crazy idea," and they're really unsure about how to explain it and how they're going to be received. And we go, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. You know, what colour? How do you want it? We could do this. And ideas spark. And then people are, oh, I'm so glad I found you. So that's a big kick to work with people like that.
They also have chess pieces. It's pretty far out. So we can be the whole dancing chess set if we want. Say I make the white horse mask and I'm in a ballet, which will never happen. But anyway. And then let's say I broke it. Could I bring it back to you to repair? Do you get after post-production damage?
Well, sometimes we actually make things so that, I mean, basically that horse mask, you could throw it across the room and it would just bounce and flex back into shape. So you'd have to get a dog to salvage it or something to actually rip it apart. But sometimes after something's been, like for example, one of the bears we made recently for a cave, which was in the Neolithic times inhabited by bears, and they wanted a bear for publicity purposes in Alwi Caves in Ireland. They'd had their bear 5 years and his feet need just a bit of attention, so they send things back and we fix them, and then they continue to use it. Sort of extends the life of the costume. We don't fix other people's things, but our own stuff, yes.
That's great. And there's also, and my second favorite photo of you is the wearing the Maleficent wings, and how they, but they're yeah. huge, but they don't look like they're oh, they're any burden on you at all.
No, they're really lightweight foam, and it's 400 and something feathers, all individually carved feathers because they're foam feathers, and they're much larger than you could ever find a real life feather. And that's why, well, we can extend the size almost indefinitely and why they look so majestic on a person. I don't know what that is in US money, but they're like 7 kilos for a whole massive 3 meter wingspan, 3.5 meter wingspan. Yeah. And they just fold in half and you can fit them in a big car. So we've got one of our photographer clients who's in, where was that? Los Angeles, I think it is. And she's just driven all the way down to New Orleans with the wings for a photo session last week. So
yeah, we have a lot of they do get about in New Orleans. That's amazing. Mm. So your work is driving all over the United States. And you said that they didn't use these in the movie, but they did use these in the ads.
Yeah, that's right. They did a lot of publicity with them in Europe. So and they're still being used now. The publicity circus is sort of finished. They're also being used for photo shoots and events. So they've got a second life because the things that we make are made to last, and so they get used for various different things, which is nice.
That's amazing. Look, you even have the Mouse King head from the Nutcracker. Everybody wants to wear that. Yeah, it's just amazing. Anything that you guys can imagine, they can create at the Tentacle Studio. So, but you enjoy working more with people that have that can work with you directly on a vision.
Yes, and sometimes we create our own visions, like some of the animals we've just thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool to make a giraffe? And so we make a giraffe, and then people come to us and say, oh, we're doing a production of The Jungle Book and we'd like to have one of your giraffes, please, or something like that. And sometimes the idea comes from us, and sometimes the people have a germ of an idea and then we help them bring it to life. And sometimes we have stylists that come with a very specific design, very classically drawn out, and then we replicate that as much as we can.
And yeah, we were saying that the flowers came from somebody that was selling flower bulbs, right?
That's right, yes. Well, we've made three different flower headdresses. It started off with that one. They came to us because they wanted it for an exhibition to sell their flower bulbs, and it's a whole costume. And then from that, somebody wanted a Daisy Echinacea headdress for the Chelsea Flower Show. And then since then, about a month ago now, we made something for the Electric Daisy Festival in Florida. So people see what we've already made and it gives them the germ of an idea to make something similar as well.
They even made bacteria costumes, mascots. We can be a bacteria mascot. There's so many great things at Tentacle Studio. It's just unbelievable when you start to look at these photos. So under costumes, I haven't even looked under props. We won't do that now. Wait, there's animal costumes, wings, and mascots. Then the next menu item is masks and heads, which is like just, I mean, the ideas and they've got alien heads, robot heads, flower heads, insect heads. You can see Lady Gaga's headdress in there.
Insects are really popular. It beats me why, but yeah, they're always
interesting. Don't you find it interesting to do them?
Yes, it's nice because they're not at all human shaped. So it's a great challenge to make a person into an insect and all the jangling feelers. Again, I'm waving my arms around and you can't see. But and we often put noisemakers into the costumes as well, or voice changers.
Oh, really?
Parts. So yeah, and also lights. So it also takes it to the next level and makes it even weirder and more attention grabbing.
Yeah, I've never met an artist who did not love the insect world. You know, it's like the animals, right? It's just a very interesting thing to work with.
Colors and textures, the insects really have it
too. Oh, well, let's wrap this up before we lose the connection, because I'm hearing some noise on the line. Bev, I really want to thank you so much for coming on, and please, everyone, go to tentaclestudio.com, TENTACLE studio.com. And again, they are on Etsy and Amazon as tentaclestudio.com. And let's send all of our creatives to get with Bev so that we can costume the world. Actors, musicians, creatives, artists, yourself, anybody with a vision and an imagination would be a great fit.
Yes, the world needs more color and jazz, I think so, definitely.
I completely agree with that. Thank you so much, Bev.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Find us at michellethetrainer.com. That's michellethetrainer.com. Read Michelle's blog posts at engineeringwellness.com. Tweet at Michelle Trainer on Twitter. That's michelletrainer. Or email the International Women in Film Podcast at iwif@michellethetrainer.com.